The exhibit Spare Change, The Art of Climate opened at Western Michigan University yesterday. It has everything from a dress made of recycled materials to simple, eye-catching infographics, like Amelia James' work.
Businesses use more electricity for heating and air conditioning, lighting, and operating equipment. Using Energy Star qualified products, green power, and recycling electronics significantly reduces greenhouse gas emissions.
Unlike most exhibits, every student in the show will be getting paid a stipend, and a lucky few will walk away with a $100 or $200 award. Bill Davis is an assistant professor of photography and intermedia at WMU. He organized the exhibit. Davis says student art only had to comment on climate change to be in the show, but to win an award, judges might even look at the carbon footprint of the art itself.
It's not just about saying something about climate change. It's about doing things in a way that integrates with the reduction of our impact. So that's a hard thing for artists because we tend to consume.
Clayton Pilbro is a graduate student in the anthropology department. The digital artwork he entered in the exhibit is filled with warm colors, like the Earth's heat trapped by greenhouse gases.
It starts from a left to right reading with a plant scene with some early mammals, with the second scene being our earliest primate ancestors, then in the middle with our Australopithecine hominid ancestors, and then finally on the right panel, the cityscape with the pollution. And I wanted to show the movement from being part of nature to starting to move away from nature. And then finally at the right end of my piece, I have a cityscape with large plumes of smoke going out. And this is to show the human pollution and carbon dump into our environment today.
Lauren Giuliani's work looks like a landfill, only cut up into tiny pieces and pasted back together, like a haphazard puzzle.
The pieces are just going to keep getting smaller towards the bottom because it represents all the little things that can add up to destroy the environment, such as trash and littering. Because there's a lot of people that think just littering once in a while is okay, but when you add up everyone that thinks that, it kind of creates a huge problem.
Graphic design major Graham Barnard asked people for their opinions on climate change, wrote down the best quotes, and put them into a handwritten letter paired with an old-fashioned envelope pattern.
It comments on the decadence of the 21st century and all our material. And the idea is when you come and see it, it'll be behind some tracing paper, a new and bright shiny envelope with the letter, but it's actually overlaid with a faded envelope where you get to see all the designs, but really it's not the designs that you decide to focus on because it's faded and the words seem more important.
Davis says he hopes this exhibit will get a discussion going about climate change and our role in the environment.
Man is part of nature. Man has also made things that separate us completely from nature. So to say that we are not part of climate change is to not even recognize that we exist. And that's a philosophical statement, but we have definitely done things that are contributing to what nature would otherwise like to keep kind of naturally cyclical.
You can see Spare Change, The Art of Climate, on the first floor of WMU's Corman Hall until Thursday.